This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we finish up Proverbs 10 with the way of the Lord and then head back to Genesis chapters 37 and 38, picking up with Joseph's dreams, Joseph betrayed, Joseph sold, and Judah, and Onan. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I am a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your
confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, you chose your servants, Simon and Jude, to be numbered among the glorious company of the apostles. As they were faithful and zealous in their mission, so may we, with ardent devotion, make known the love and mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from 1 Peter, the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "These things I command you, so that you will love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
God.
may be seated.
Our text for today, in addition to what you heard read a moment ago, is from John chapter 14, wherein we have the only recorded words of St. Jude and St. Simon. Unfortunately, we have no recorded words for Simon the Zealot. But this is what St. Jude spoke. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, St. Jude, along with the other apostles, is with the Lord Jesus on that night when Jesus taught a significant amount, as recorded in John's Gospel, and when he instituted the Blessed Sacrament of his body and blood. And on that night, when Jesus talked about his oneness with the Father and about his impending suffering and death, St. Jude asks, "How is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" To us, he's speaking there about himself and the other apostles. This is how the apostles run: Peter, Andrew, James, and John, Matthew next, and Thomas too, Philip and Bartholomew, James the Less, and Judas the Greater, Simon the Zealot, and Judas the Traitor. In all the lists of the apostles, all three, in the New Testament, we find three apostles listed last: Simon the Zealot, Judas the Greater, that's Jude, and Judas the Traitor. Of course, Judas the Traitor is named last, but it's as if the other two are being named next to Judas because they don't seem to have a whole lot of significance. And yet, we should not underestimate the appointment of our Lord and Savior, appointment of Simon the Zealot and Jude, who's also called, by the way, Thaddeus. These men, along with the other apostles, were chosen, hand-picked by our Lord Jesus Christ to be his representatives. "How is it that you will manifest yourself to us?" Jude asks. Yes, indeed, Jesus manifested himself to the apostles. And this is God's way. For you see, God converts, God creates, God reveals, God sanctifies through his word. And the Lord Jesus is uniquely giving his word to these apostles. That word would be the word that they would be called upon to share with the world. And it wasn't just the word of that evening. You see, Jesus had been giving seminary training to these men for approximately 3 years. Not only by his teachings and his parables, but by his miracles, by his healings, his exorcisms, his raising of the dead, by his changing water into wine, and yes, indeed, by doing things only God can do. For instance, stilling the stormy sea. And so Jesus manifested himself to the apostles. And we should not exclude Simon and Jude, or Judas the Greater. These men, all 12 of them, serve as the very foundation of Christianity. And so the Apostle Paul would write that We are fellow citizens. And then he would say, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Yeah, the apostles are right there with all of the Old Testament prophets. These are the individuals who received the word of God immediately. And the apostles are the ones who not only heard Jesus teach and saw him do miracles, they actually got to touch him as he walked the earth and touch him after his resurrection. The Apostle John speaks of himself and the other apostles by saying, that which was from the beginning, which we, that's the apostles, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and there's that word Jude asked about, why will you manifest yourself to us? And we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and made manifest, there it is again, to us, the apostles. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. In order to have fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ, we must have fellowship with the apostles. Now, to be sure, most of the apostles wrote nothing as far as our New Testament goes. The Apostle Peter wrote 1st and 2nd Peter, and in his second epistle, he said, we, that is, we apostles, we have the prophetic word, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place. And so it was that the apostles went out with the word of Christ as to a lamp shining in a dark place. The word of repentance, the word of forgiveness, the word of that forgiveness being earned by the death of our Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross, the resurrection to eternal life, so that we know we have eternal life. That was proclaimed. And according to church tradition, Simon and Jude are especially acknowledged as having gone to Persia. But some ancient traditions say that they also went to Egypt, they went to Roman Britain, they went to Lebanon, and other places. These men went out faithfully proclaiming the word of Jesus along with the other apostles. For you see, the church is built on the 12 apostles, none of them being removed from the foundation. And so in the book of Revelation, the angel said to John, come, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he showed me heavenly Jerusalem. A couple verses later, the city wall has 12 foundations, and the names of the 12 apostles are on the 12 foundations. That is how important they are. And Simon the Zealot and Judas the Greater are not stones left out of that foundation. And in fact, they witness to our Lord's victory over death by, according to tradition, being willing to die for the faith. And so very often when you see a picture of Simon the Zealot, you will see him holding a saw. Because according to ancient tradition, he was sawn in half alive. And you will see St. Jude holding a club. Because according to ancient tradition, he was clubbed to death. Why would they do that? Why would they willingly give their lives? These were the men who saw and touched the resurrected Christ and saw him ascend into heaven. And what about you now? You are last in the list also, and you have not even seen or touched the Lord Jesus Christ. But nonetheless, you were called upon to proclaim the same word that they proclaimed, and you are called upon, yes, to suffer the same suffering that these apostles suffered. Because Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. And ultimately, as our epistle says, though you have not seen him, you love him. That's the Lord Jesus. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with joy and with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So you have this faith, and you, as future pastors and deaconesses, you are able to share the very word that both Simon and Jude shared. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my word. So as we love Jesus, who loved us first, we strive to keep his word, to guard it, to share it. And in so doing, we enable people to know that in our Lord Jesus Christ, they have the certainty of the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. For this is what the Holy Apostolic Church proclaims. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Jerry, the father of Reverend Jeffrey Kazmierski, as he undergoes surgery today. Confident of the Lord's promise to hear our prayer, let us pray for the church, the world, and for all those in need. For the church in every place, that clothed by the righteousness of Christ, the saints of God may be gathered to receive the Lord's life-giving gifts, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For sisters and brothers in Christ, that strengthened by the Lord's forgiveness, we would put aside all discord and strife and seek only those things that are honorable and praiseworthy among those who are of the household of faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who receive the Lord's Supper this day, that they may partake of this precious meal in true repentance and be strengthened in holiness of life, as they await the great wedding feast to come, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For good commerce and the financial institutions in our land, that all who trade and do business would do so with honesty and integrity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are ill or suffering, including Jerry as he undergoes surgery, that God in his mercy would grant them health and wholeness, and then in the midst of their trials, they would not lose sight of the Lord's many blessings. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faithful witnesses to the resurrection, remembering especially on this day the apostles Simon and Jude, that God would continue to bless the church's proclamation of his saving deeds. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, in which the blessed apostles and evangelists proclaimed your divine and saving gospel. Therefore, with patriarchs and prophets, apostles and evangelists, with servants, your servants Simon and Jude, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. On the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, Lamb of God, have mercy.
and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
To the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.